This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of our listeners had a question about the Adam's apple. He said he was watching a program and there was a female athlete that had a pretty prominent Adam's apple. So he wanted to know if that female athlete was actually male. Really quickly, just to let you guys know what, or just educate you on the Adam's apple. The Adam's apple is your thyroid cartilage. Okay, it's a piece of cartilage is softer than bone, right, as we know, and it's supposed to protect the larynx, but it's also supposed to have some flexibility. We don't have a lot of bone surrounding the neck, because we need to make sure that if the airway ever gets compromised or there's some swelling, there's still room for there to be some sort of expansion. So we have cartilage to protect a lot of the respiratory structures, such as your nose, your larynx, your trachea, etc. So the Adam's apple or the thyroid cartilage is present in both men and women. It just, in men, it's more prominent. And so what we believe is happening is men have larger voice boxes. They have deeper voices. This happens with the testosterone. And so because of their larger voice boxes, their thyroid cartilage has to compensate and be more prominent. Life science discusses how girls and boys start out with very similarly sized thyroid cartilage. Right, like if you notice your kids, they don't really seem to have an Adam's apple. Even though they make a lot of noise and you would think they would grow one just from overuse of yelling and whining and being a pain in the butt. But the boy's Adam's apple becomes noticeably bigger as the voice of change of their testosterone levels increase. So it's more of a protective sort of structure. And so when you see an Adam's apple, it doesn't necessarily mean Y chromosome, okay? It could be somebody with an overproduction of testosterone, possibly having a larger voice box, deeper voice, and then, for years it was used as a, you have an Adam's apple, you're a guy, you don't have an Adam's apple, you're a girl. And we're finding that's not always the case. But, you do wonder. I don't know how to answer the question he asks about, could people have a Y chromosome that's not diagnosed? If somebody does not want to look up their, have a genetic analysis or, go through genetic counseling, and if somebody does not want to have the workup, they won't have the workup. Now, if somebody, let's say, did have a Y chromosome and they were living as a girl, it probably would be discovered because they would have menstrual irregularities. And if somebody has menstrual irregularities early on, mom or grandma is going to drag baby girl to the gynecologist. The gynecologist would do an ultrasound, would evaluate the uterus, evaluate the ovaries. If they saw that there was any irregularities in the anatomy, if they found testicles, if a girl had a testicle, that would have to be removed so it doesn't turn cancerous. I believe if somebody did, let's say, have a Y chromosome and all these years had issues with periods, etc., I'm sure it may be discovered. But an Adam's apple is not enough to determine that. So we're talking about transgender surgery and the cost. And this is just an example from the Philadelphia Center for Transgender Surgery of some of the costs involved to go from male to female. Blepharoplasty, where it's the eyelids, upper and lower, all right, $6,000. Plus hospital, $1,700 with 2 hours of anesthesia, $6,700 for eyelids. Okay? If you just do upper or lower, it's cheaper, $3,500 plus $1,400 or $4,400. Many male to females want to change the shape of their nose. The rhinoplasty could be anywhere from $7,500 to $8,800. Sometimes they'll have a facelift to change certain contours of their cheeks, of their neck. That could be easily $10,000. Many facelifts cost $7,800. Liposuction of the neck, $2,600. Chin augmentation, $3,600. Cheek augmentation to give yourself bigger cheekbones, $5,200. Forehead brow lift with brow bone reduction and hairline advance. Get that? Forehead brow lift to raise the eyebrows. Reduction. Hairline, $6,200. The Adam's apple reduction or the thyroid cartilage reduction, $3,600. To shorten the upper lip, $4,400. So, you know, we forget how involved some of these surgeries may be. To augment the breasts, $8,200. To do a tummy tuck, $8,500. Maybe they could get it as cheap as $5,300 doing a mini abdominoplasty. Buttock augmentation to increase the butt, $9,500. To do fat transplant rather than the implant, $6,500. To augment calves, $6,700. Orchiectomy to remove the testicles, $4,600. Now, we haven't even gotten to the vaginal surgery. The vaginoplasty, right? Changing the labia, the clitoris, penile inversion, $19,000, $750. That's just from the Philadelphia Center for Transgender Surgery. All right? And then hormones. Hormones can very easily cost a few hundred dollars a month. Counseling is needed. And many doctors require counseling before it's done. So that could obviously cost a few hundred dollars to $1,000. They say hormone therapy could cost $300 to $2,400 for the year. For patients not covered by health insurance, sex reassignment surgery for very basic stuff could be $15,000 to reconstruct the genitals, to about $25,000 for operations of the genitals and the chest, to $50,000 for these other procedures that we talked about with brow and nose, etc. So gender reassignment surgery, very, very expensive. And we were talking about this in the previous show, because there's a gentleman suing because the Catholic hospital did not want to perform the hysterectomy for his transformation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our
love. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Got to say, I've been watching that new show, Star, that is a spinoff of Empire. Lenny Kravitz, Queen Latifah. Great show. Actually, very, very good show. One of my favorite actors is Quincy Brown. He's the son of Albie Sher. Looks just like him. Excellent. Excellent job. The show, I think, is phenomenal. And so I like to always give my reviews of shows that I see, and had to just do that one because I thought it was pretty, pretty good. Now, I don't review diets very much because I don't like any diets, and I don't have to. Fox News has the 2017 big diet trends. So the What's Trending in Nutrition survey asked top dietitians and nutritionists to predict the top superfoods for 2017, as well as provide tips, predict trends, and address concerns that the average American consumer might have in the new year. I guess avocados, fermented foods, vegetable-driven diets, and diet apps were at the top of the what to expect list, as they have been for several years. But as the New York Times notes, a true food trend moves at a glacial pace. So what they're trying to tell us is we aren't really going to see a lot of changes in the year 2017. So what are now the 10 superfoods and going to be the big go-to foods for those of you that want to be hip, all right, and want to look like you are a trendsetter? This is what you're going to have to eat. At the top of the list are seeds, like chia and hemp seeds. Isn't hemp like hemp oil? Isn't that cannabis? I don't know. Chia. So anyway, seeds. Number two is avocado. Now that I like. I love when people stick avocado on my salad, stick avocado in my chicken sandwich. So I really like that. I'm good with avocado. Number three, and I love guacamole. Ooh, I love guacamole, but you gotta add cheese. You gotta add some egg. I gotta mix it with a bunch of chicken and rice, and oh my gosh, yum! Nuts. Nuts like almonds and walnuts are a biggie. I will eat a chocolate-covered almond. I will eat those walnuts that are caramelized and all sugary, but no, those aren't the ones. Fermented foods like yogurt. Yogurt is very, very big because it's supposed to help our bowel, and we're supposed to be able to poop better, so my guess is I'll probably try and eat more yogurt. I would rather, see, fermented foods to me is a pickle. That's what fermented, right? Because it's pickle? Yeah, that's what, or beer, but I guess it's not. It's yogurt. Ancient grains. What the hell is that? They have your ancient grains as top 10 superfoods for 2017. I don't know. Maybe you go into an old Egyptian silo, like, you know, Joseph was dreaming about, and you go in, and I don't know. Kale is on this. I know, man, we're going to starve to death next year. Kale. Green tea is still a biggie. Coconut products. Oh, you know what I like? I like those snowballs. Is that what they are? Where it's chocolate with a cream center, like a chocolate cake with cream center, and then it's surrounded with a coconut marshmallow. That I like. That I like a lot. Exotic fruits come in number 9. Where the hell am I supposed to get exotic fruits? And then salmon. They said the increase in food transparency in the grocery aisle has also eased some customer concerns. 84% of dietitians believe that digital technology like diet apps and Fitbit trackers have encouraged people to eat healthier. Yeah, I guess. I'm not going to be eating kale, and I'm not going to be eating hemp. Okay? All right, I'm sorry. And I'm not going to find ancient grains. I really don't know what the hell that is. Now, we do have some medical news. They say that if you eat a Mediterranean diet, your brain will shrink less. The aging brain shrinks, and you get atrophy. And so when we take a look at older people and we MRI them, you know, ruling out stroke, etc., many times the radiologist will say that we see atrophy. And this atrophy happens because of the lack of flow, the lack of robust nutrients, and just the lack of robustness that the brain has. And unfortunately, a atrophic brain, won't work as well. And new research shows that brain shrinkage is less pronounced in older folks whose diets are kind of follow the traditional diet of Mediterraneans. Lots of fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, olive oil, very little red meat, poultry, and get this, regular moderate consumption of fish and red wine. I probably get maybe one of those in a day. And what's very interesting is they looked at Scottish people. In a group of 562 Scots in their 70s, those whose consumption patterns more closely followed the Mediterranean diet had half the brain shrinkage That was normal for that age group over a three-year period. All these Scottish people were born in 1936 and had many measures of health status and lifestyle that was tracked from an early age. Around the time they reach age 70, 843 members of the Lothian birth cohort filled out a dietary frequency form that gave researchers a broad look into the foods they ate, which they avoided, how often they consumed them. At about age 73 and again at age 76, the brains were scanned to gauge the volume of the overall organ and a few of its key components. The researchers used the food frequency surveys to divide the group into two, those who at least approximated a Mediterranean-style diet and those who came nowhere close. That might be me. Here's the thing. I love red meat. Fish has to be done, like, really perfect for me to eat the fish. But I don't just add... By the way, look, can I also say, when you go to a restaurant... Okay, I've done this, where I've gone to a restaurant, and I've wanted to order a salad. The salad is $13.99. That's ridiculous. Yet if I order a chicken sandwich, it's cheaper. Why is a lettuce salad, a bowl of lettuce, $13.99? It's ridiculous. No, that's even without the chicken. If you add the chicken, they add $4. It's expensive. Same thing with fish. If you want to order salmon, it is always, its price point is never going to be under $9.99. And if it is, it makes you worry. So anytime you order fish, it's more expensive. That's a problem. All right, so anyway, Mediterranean diets can drive down heart attack, drive down stroke, premature death risks, and improve your overall health, cut hypertension, cholesterol levels, and that's true. You eat less red meat, you're going to be doing good. You eat more vegetables, you're going to be doing good. Incorporating olive oil is good. The resveratrol in red wine has been found to be good. I cannot tell you guys to start guzzling red wine. We still don't know all the cancer carcinogenic effects of alcohol and wine, but we know that resveratrol helps. I get headaches from red wine, so I can't drink it. It's probably part of my eat by my blood type thing. So healthier brain, healthier everything. I think that's great. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Not so great from a health standpoint, but great for those of you that love pancakes. IHOP is bringing back all-you-can-eat pancakes through February 12th. Okay, now this I can roll up my sleeves and get into. This is a story I can talk to you about. Here we go. IHOP has announced the return of its widely popular all-you-can-eat pancakes promotion, which lets you dig into unlimited orders of its freshly made buttermilk pancakes throughout the entire month of January for one great price. Oh, I'm getting all exhausted thinking about all the pancakes I could eat. Now, actually, I've never done an all-you-can-eat pancakes with them. I've never done it because I get full. After one or two pancakes, I get full. The deal features a great value on fluffy golden pancakes. I guess that started about six decades ago. You can have a full stack of five buttermilk pancakes or a short stack of two pancakes with a combo plate of eggs, hash browns, sausage, ham, hickory smoked bacon, which, by the way, is the complete opposite of a Mediterranean diet. And then you can request short stacks of two buttermilk pancakes until you are full. So IHOP obviously got a big promotion with this one, doing all-you-can-eat pancakes. Hey, you know, feeds the family, keeps them quiet. No, you can't be one person to order it. Everybody order water and then eat off your pancakes. It has to be with, yeah. Okay, when we come back, incurable gonorrhea may now be curable. And MD Anderson is cutting 1,000 jobs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So gonorrhea has been now, unfortunately, notoriously known to be incurable. Even though it's not, there are drug-resistant strains of it, obviously. There's still treatment out there that we could use. But it is getting to the point where it will be incurable. And so a new breakthrough, luckily, has come out from researchers at the University of York. They have developed a new antibiotic specifically targeting the bacteria Neisseria gonorrhea, which is a strain that has become highly drug resistant. And they claim their results prove that there's a way to beat the gonorrhea. They say, we think our study is an important breakthrough. It isn't the final drug yet, but it is pretty close to it, according to Professor Ian Fairlamb of the university's chemistry department. Says people might perceive gonorrhea as a trivial bacterial infection, but the disease is becoming more dangerous and resistant to antibiotics. Now, America sees 700,000 new cases of gonorrhea each year. That number will rise. People like Tinder and Grindr and Facebook and Snapchatting and hooking up and doing sex with benefits. And you have older individuals who, with Viagra, now are able to enjoy sex, which they deserve to enjoy sex. They do. And it's become less taboo to have extramarital relations, and now it's just the thing that people do. So obviously gonorrhea is going to be on the rise. The United Nations had to hold a summit in September to discuss the dangers of gonorrhea's drug resistance. Now, gonorrhea is the second most common STD. Now, what's very interesting is there's a back and forth between chlamydia and HPV. For years, chlamydia was the most common sexually transmitted disease. We used to be able to treat chlamydia very, very easy with doxycycline. We'd give a shot of Rocephin for the gonorrhea and give you a 7-day course of doxycycline for chlamydia. Now we're able to do it easier with Zithromax, and that's going to be, I think, an eventual problem too. I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to be seeing more and more resistance to chlamydia. So chlamydia has always been known to be more common than gonorrhea. But we would treat for both. We would always treat for both because they went hand in hand. If you're able to get chlamydia, there's a good chance you also got gonorrhea. But HPV is officially the most common STD out there. It's underdiagnosed, but HPV is a virus that women can harbor, men can harbor, and that is actually the most common. So when they say gonorrhea is the second most common STD, it's behind chlamydia and HPV. Now, according to this York team, the most effective way to target these increasingly strong strains is by using carbon monoxide, a colorless and odorless gas. Now, many of you guys are like, carbon monoxide, doesn't that kill people? Yes, it does. Carbon monoxide competes for oxygen. And so when people turn on certain gas heaters that give off carbon monoxide, and they're in an enclosed space and they don't have aeration, or they're sitting in their car warming up and they forget to open up the garage door, unfortunately, they breathe in this carbon monoxide. They don't feel it. Carbon monoxide competes for oxygen, and unfortunately, they die. A team of chemists and biologists targeted the engine room of the bacteria using carbon monoxide-releasing molecules. And they found the bacteria, Neisseria gonorrhea, to be more sensitive to carbon monoxide-based toxicity than most other bacterial pathogens. Now, if you have this carbon monoxide-releasing molecules within the bacteria, the antibiotic, now you could possibly be able to knock them out. The CO molecule works by binding to the bacteria, preventing them from producing energy. Scientists believe the breakthrough, which has been published in the journal MedChemCom, could pave the way for new treatments. They say the carbon monoxide molecule targets the engine room, stopping the bacteria from repairing. Gonorrhea only has one enzyme that needs inhibiting, and then it can't breathe oxygen and it dies. People will be well aware that CO, carbon monoxide, is a toxic molecule, but that is at high concentrations. What they're doing is using very low concentrations, which is enough to kill the bacteria. Remember I told you what scientists are going to have to do is step around this whole antibiotic treatment of these superbugs and go to something else that could either zap or implode or asphyxiate. This is an example. The stronger we make antibiotics, the stronger the bacteria become. And then the stronger the bacteria, then the bacteria try to, outsmart the antibiotics, and it's a vicious cycle. So now what they need to do is they need to figure out how to get this carbon monoxide into a molecule that could go into the body without competing with your own oxygen. So they have to develop a drug, either pill or cream form. I like the idea of topical, to be honest. I know a lot of guys wouldn't. And girls, but I mean, something like this, you know, what did we use in the Civil War days? Silver nitrate. I mean, you know, we would just use caustic agents. Unfortunately, it would hurt the genitals, and you don't want to do that. But, if we don't want to affect if we don't want to affect the body, sometimes we have to do more local. It's going to be tough. Okay, now chlamydia. Chlamydia is also an STD. It's caused from chlamydia trachomatis. It's also passed through sexual contact. Chlamydia is also very dangerous because it could damage the fallopian tubes, the urethra, so it could cause infertility in men and women. Problem is you don't really know that you have chlamydia many times. Okay? The symptoms could be discharge, burning when you pee. You could have pain, pelvic pain. You could have pain during sex. You could have discharge. Usually gonorrhea hits us in the face a little bit more in terms of telling us that they're there. But you can have some side effects. If the chlamydia becomes disseminated, it could affect the eyes. It could affect the abdomen. It could cause vaginal bleeding. Same thing with men. Men could even have testicle swelling. They could have rectal pain, discharge, bleeding, etc. So we treat it with Zithromax and we treat it with or doxycycline. The gonorrhea seems to be more purulent. That's where you start to see the more yellow discharge. It could be green. It could also be white. It could also cause testicle swelling. We used to call it the clap because it would be so painful when you peed that people would clap the, I guess, wall. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's why they called it a clap, but that's what I heard. Also causes women pain when a woman comes in saying, I think I have a bladder infection. We don't just give her antibiotics and send her on her way. We ask if she's had unprotected sex because burning when you urinate, men or women, could be an STD. So, of course, you could treat gonorrhea with penicillin. You could treat it with tetracyclines. You could treat it with fluoroquinolones, but they're trying to tell us to not treat it with fluoroquinolones now. Because of the fluoroquinolone resistance, like Cipro, we used to use Oflox. We don't have that anymore. Now they're saying, please go back to zithromycin and ceftriaxone. So the CDC is now recommending two antibiotics to knock out the gonorrhea. Now, syphilis, we don't talk about it. Syphilis is very dangerous. This is also a bacterial disease. Okay? It can be contracted by other means as well, like through, shared needles, etc. And syphilis comes from the bacteria Treponema pallidum. And there's a primary syphilis, secondary, and tertiary. The primary syphilis you could get within a couple weeks of exposure to months. And you could get these little ulcers that don't hurt. Then they go away. Don't leave a scar, so you're like, all right, I'm good. But then stage two comes, and many times it's a rash. So you start getting this rash. You could also get lesions as well, swollen glands, fever, weight loss. You could get patches in the mouth. And then you have the latent syphilis. Latent syphilis is where it starts to go quiet. We don't see anything, so we really don't worry. Sometimes, as a medical provider, I would worry. But patients are like, I had this rash, it went away, I think I'm good. Now we go into stage three, and this is deadly. Could cause heart issues, brain issues, nerve issues. Neurosyphilis could cause paralysis. It could cause blindness, dementia, deafness, impotence, and even kill you. A lot of times we have to use penicillin. Benzathine, penicillin. Even if you're allergic, we may sometimes still use it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we learned that Macy's is dropping 10,000 jobs, cutting 10,000 jobs this year. We learned that Kmart and Sears is cutting 150 stores. And all those employees of those stores, as well as you worry about the real estate, the custodial staff, the suppliers for those stores. So that not only is cutting jobs, when you cut stores, that's a pretty big bite, unfortunately, into the economy. Now we're finding that MD Anderson is cutting staff by 1,000 workers via layoff retirement. But no doctors are going to be affected. Now, according to Crohn.com, financially ailing MD Anderson Cancer Center, I had no idea MD Anderson was having issues. I had no idea. They today announced that it is going to cut its workforce by 5% through layoffs and retirements, but doctors will not be affected. That doesn't make me feel better, but it's still sad. Dan Fontaine, Anderson's chief financial officer, confirmed Thursday morning a little less than 1,000 of the staff of 20,000 will be leaving the world-renowned cancer hospital. Some 800 to 900 of these workers will be laid off, while the remainder of the cutbacks will be accomplished through retirement and attrition. Dr. Ronald DePino, president of the Cancer Center, Fontaine, and other officials set a press conference today to announce the workforce reduction. They said before Christmas they were considering staff cutbacks as the Houston Cancer Hospital tries to shore up its finances. During September through November, Anderson posted $110 million in operating losses. How are they supposed to stay alive? How? Officials said in the advisory, MD Anderson's long-term financial health remains strong. Last month, officials said the operating budget is an important indicator of the cancer hospital's ability to be self-sufficient, but it doesn't take into account other revenue streams, like state funding, charitable gifts, and investment income. Officials say Anderson, MD Anderson, has $2.8 billion in cash on reserve. Wow. All right. That makes you feel a little better, but they lost $110 million. They say these actions will not impact patient safety or quality of care. Yes, they did. It sounds like give a performance bonus. They say the Houston Chronicle reported Wednesday the University of Texas system granted DePino a $208,000 performance bonus for fiscal 2016. His bonus was the largest among more than $1 million incentive payouts awarded to 11 system presidents. Anderson officials told the Chronicle that leadership already has asked the center's workers to limit business travel and non-essential expenses. Yeah, I don't get these bonuses. See, I've never had a job where I get a bonus. So obviously I'm not a big fan of these bonuses. However, I do like the idea of Christmas bonuses, and that's something that we've done with our staff. And so I $200,000 Christmas bonus, that's kind of a lot, especially if it means people are losing their jobs. But then again, if it's very difficult for us to sit and, you know, take a look at this and go, oh, you know, people shouldn't be making bonuses. And it does make you scratch your head why people have to lose their jobs while some people are raking in just the bonus alone, that kind of money. But I do understand the big corporations need to have big players, and these big players need to make money to stay. And these big players need to feel like they have some skin in the game. And I get that. I get that. Same thing with charities. You know, people get so mad that with these charities, some of these people running these charities are making millions of dollars. You know, but I understand it's a business. I understand if it's an incentive-based salary and they're able to bring in more money. If you are able to bring in more money that helps save in more lives, you should benefit. You can't expect everybody to work for free. There's people out there that can't work for free. So I get that. So they say the money problems began last spring after the hospital rolled out an electronic medical record keeping program. All right. They said that should lead to more efficient care, but in the short term has forced physicians and other staff to spend significant new time learning a new system and spending less time with patients. Also, patients higher insurance deductibles, thank you, Obamacare, and a shrinking number of insurers willing to pay for MD Anderson's expensive cancer treatments. So, this is another sign of how we need to be very, very smart when we fix Obamacare. Repealing Obamacare, I think, is a smart move in and of itself, but we have to make sure we replace it, and we have to make sure, as you can see, that the deductibles get lower and that we have more insurers, right, that are in the game. It's very easy to say that. How are they going to make that happen once the system is messed up? The Democrats are going to say, oh, the GOP, you know, they screwed this up. You know, the healthcare system is just as bad as it was 2 weeks ago. This is going to take years to fix. And I told you that. It could take decades to fix all the damage done by the Affordable Care Act. deductibles used to be $250, $500. Some real bad insurance plans, their deductible was $1,000. Now we have deductibles $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, $20,000. How do we make an insurance company go back overnight? We can't. That's going to be an issue. Now, some of you had weighed in. John R. Says he owns a small business. He says employees, payroll, and their taxes are the most expensive part of our business. The economy is going down. My strategy is to automate, have consumers go online, eventually stop paying rent. So he was talking when we were probably talking about Macy's the other day. And one thing that I think we need to, as a Congress, okay, as the American people, just as families in general, is to identify a growing problem. Employees cost a lot of money. For an employer to hire you, it costs a lot of money, especially if they have to pay for your health insurance. Like he says, payroll taxes, payroll, FICA, Social Security, and all the different things that employers have to pay in addition to your wage. Not to mention the training, not to mention workers' comp, not to mention if things get stolen, if you get sick, and they have to hire extra people to cover those who get sick. The more expensive an employee is for a business, that could very easily move towards non-employee substitutes, the more we're in trouble. Amazon having 45,000 robots is the start of a very scary, but for business, badly needed trend. They could have a robot do the work of multiple people. Yes, the robots are expensive, but they may have more longevity than people, and in the long run, they will save money. Just like John, have consumers go online. I don't know much about his business, but rather than an intake person, rather than a front desk receptionist, you could have something very, very friendly online. You could have a friendly, you know, everything that I learned back in the 80s and 90s about customer service is going out the window now with computers. Do you notice that? You know, where's the customer service? Even with restaurants. Just go put your order on the little kiosk on the table. We're ordering from kiosks. Everything is computerized. It's about less and less people. Now, the pendulum may swing the other way, where we're going to want people. We're going to want face-to-face. We're not going to want to plug our numbers, our blood pressure numbers, into a computer and a computer telling us what we need. All right? We're going to want somebody to touch us. You know, that's why masseuses, people who do hair, prostitutes, they're going to always be in business because people want touch. But face it, if you're in a job where you are costing your job a lot of money and they may not be making that money back, that's an issue. And you are going to have employment problems very early on. Maybe not this year, but maybe next. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.